my sermon is Who is a Sinner? Okay, and then and I'm thinking, you know, that really don't go along with the Christmas deal. But boy, it really does. After those two stories, it really does. It'll show us where we came from to the gift that we got. And as we're getting started here, and I'll be starting in Genesis, but as we get started here, think in your mind, because I posed this question to Debbie earlier today, and I wanted her opinion, was, who is a sinner? Let's pray. Lord, we praise you here this evening, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your love and your mercy and your goodness, Lord. We're in awe of you, especially at this time of year, we think, but we should be this way every day. Your gift goes on and on, as they say, the gift that keeps on giving. We praise you now. We ask that you be in this service, Lord. We ask that you guide us through your word here, and we ask that you get this person out of the way, Lord, that your word can flow among us, Lord, and it'll fall on receptive hearts, Lord. Again, I praise you. I thank you, Lord, and these favors we ask in Christ's name, and amen. Okay, I hope you all give it some thought. I'm not going to ask for any answers. But who to you is a sinner? You know, I'll not even elaborate, well, maybe a little, on Debbie's response, which is the normal, the way the world describes a sinner. You know, a sinner is the person who don't live right, who does this, who does that, who does all the things that are wrong. We'll see what the Word tells us who a sinner is. And like I say, we're going to start in Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. Chapter 2, verses 16 to 17. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden thou mayest eat freely, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in that day thou shalt eat it thereof, thou shalt surely die." Now go on over to chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. It says, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, that your eyes will be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise. She took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and also gave unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons." In this Bible here, it lists that as the origin of sin. Now we think, what was their sin? Disobedience. That was the start. That was the beginning. What does that have to do with me today? What they done way back then? Well, let's see what God's Word says about it. We'll go to Romans chapter 5, verse 12. "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned." That one man that's talking about, as by one man sin entered into the world, sin entered through Adam's disobedience. That was the beginning. That was the fall of man. That was the origin of sin. And my main point about this tonight is that sometimes we might forget where we came from, who we are. I'm talking to the church here tonight. Who we are. The world sometimes You know, they have a categorization of who sinners are, and then we do. And sometimes ours is wrong. Sometimes we don't put ourselves in the right category. And sometimes we need to be reminded as a church, as a group. And what brought this to light was in my dealings through the week, you know, you deal at work and church and things is going on all around you all the time. And one thing that kind of stood out to me sometimes is that church people talk about how they're sinners, but yet the world doesn't understand the difference. And I was wondering, Lord, how am I going to get that to convey to folks? But I think you've already got it. That there is a difference. And they say, what's the difference? Well, we got to show them. We're going to talk about what the difference is. And here's a great one. We heard Brian talk a few weeks ago. He talked about his prayer. Was reading Psalm 51, 1 through 16, I believe it is. And I got to doing it. And that is awesome. It really is humbling. But it's from David's heart. And it can be from my heart. And that comes back to, I remember reading this in Psalm 51, verse 5. It says, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Now, when I read that before, of a worldly mind, or however it was, I thought that was the act that they were doing. Well, that's not the sin. The sin is that his mother was a sinner, and it's been passed down from his mother, his grandmother, just right on down. Sin, we are sinners as a noun, not our actions. We are born that way. I thought, now how can I get that skin? Everybody's born with skin. Okay? Everybody's born a sinner. It's the way it is. Just the way it is. No matter what color you are or whatever. I am a sinner. Not because of my actions, but because I was born a sinner by the actions of Adam. Again, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Matthew 15:19 says, bam. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witnesses, and blasphemies. And I read that and I think, none of these people do that. Well, yes, we do. We did. That's where our heart originated. We are born sinners. We are born with that in our nature, those things. We think, how in the world can some folks do what they do today? Because they're born that. That's in us from the beginning. And here's a subtle one that stomps our toes once in a while. James chapter 4, verse 17. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him is sin. What is that? Amen or oh my? So, in short, I hope we've all realized, and if you ever had any questions, realize that we're sinners. We're sinners. Just like the world is sinners. But now we're going to find out the difference. Okay? The difference. Hope for sinners is found in Titus 3. I'm going to read verses 3 through 7. It says, for we ourselves also were sometimes foolish and disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy and hateful and hating one another. Guilty right here. Guilty right here. But after that, the kindness and love of our God, of God our Savior toward men appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done emphasize that, not by works of righteousness that we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. If you've accepted that in your life, you are a saved sinner. There's a lost sinner and a saved sinner. The difference is Jesus Christ. The difference is nothing that Jamie Burton ever done, that John Murray ever done. Nothing that any one of us has ever done. Not by our righteousness, but by His and His alone. So next I wrote down, how did we get here from there? And if you're a born-again Christian here tonight, you got here from there, from that place where we were foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, selfishness, living our own way. How did we get here from there? By the blood of Jesus Christ. By the gift that keeps on giving. 1 John chapter 1, 7 through 10. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Okay, cleanses us from all sin. We're still sinners, but our sin is clean. Okay? That is right. Praise the Lord for that. It's clean. He wiped that slate clean. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar and His word is not in us. Okay. Why we needed a Savior, the true meaning of giving. Now here's that gift that keeps on giving. This 1 John 4:9. And I found so much in John that just overwhelmed me. But anyways, 1 John 4:9. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son of the world into the world that we might live through Him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sin. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. And in closing, in verses 5, in chapter 5, starting with verse 11, and this is the record that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. That's the difference. A lost sinner and a saved sinner. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And when I see that word believe, I learned this in John 3:16. The word believe is not something, well, I believe in communism, but I'm not committed to. Okay. Belief in that concept is to be committed to serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay. Now, if you claim to be a Christian and you're not committed to serving the Lord, seeking the Lord, maybe the truth's not in you. That's the point tonight, is the difference between a lost sinner. We're all sinners, but there's a lost sinner, a saved sinner. And those have received that gift that keeps on giving, that God gave us one day. And that is appropriate for this season, is the gift, the giving, the true meaning of giving. I wrote that down up there, the true meaning of giving, after the story that Inez had and then the story that Nadine had. And that's the story that God has. He gave that gift that we can have eternal life. And that's what it's all about, as they come and get a song. Praise the Lord this evening.